Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELDI, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, the courage of your conviction. Be encouraged that there is a reward for being faithful to your calling in life and career. Wherever you are on your journey, right now, my friend, be assured that if you do faithfully the assignment in front of you, you will enjoy a life and career of victory. Conviction is vital. We will receive our reward if we stay the course. Courage confidently says, I will fulfill my calling and gain compensation for my labors. In all labor there is profit. I recall a story of three servant individuals who were entrusted by their master with a sum of money to manage while he was away on a long journey. Before the master went off on this extended trip, he called his servants and delegated responsibilities. To one, the master gave $5,000, to another $2,000, to a third $1,000, depending on their abilities. Then he left. Immediately, the first servant went to work and doubled his master's investment. The second did the same. But the third servant, with the single thousand, dug a hole and carefully buried his master's money. After a long absence, the master of those three servants returned and settled accounts with them. The one given $5,000 showed him how he had doubled his investment. The master commended him. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. Now I will put you in charge of many things. So come and share in your master's happiness. The servant with the $2,000 showed how she also had doubled her master's investment. The master commended her. Good work. You did your job well. From now on, be my partner. Finally, the servant given $1,000 said, Master, I know you have high standards and hate careless ways, that you demand the best and make no allowances for mistakes. I feared disappointing you, so I found a good hiding place and secured your money. So here it is, safe and sound, down to the penny. The master was furious. That's a terrible way to live. But if you knew I was after the best, why did you do less than the least? The least you could have done would have been to invest the sum with the bankers, where at least I would have gotten a little interest. The master commanded, take the thousand and give it to the one who risks the most. And get rid of this play-it-safe servant who won't take the courage to go as I commanded. The lesson for leadership in life and career is to have conviction. Stay at your life and work, regardless of the circumstances, my friends. Everyone who has will receive more, and that person will have an abundance. Have faith, and keep building your life and doing more in your work. See a person who is wise and diligent in their work. They shall stand before kings and not obscure people. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.